Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember. And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
What?
Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of season 2, Monday, October 8th, 2012-ish, give or take a minute.
Depending on what time zone you live in.
Yes. Who's this?
This is Maynard and King Crimson.
What I was going to say, because it sounded King Crimson, I know 21st Century Man. I didn't know Maynard was rolling with those guys, though.
This is a newer version that they recorded with him for something. I found it on YouTube.
Wow.
Scorpions also did this song in 1978 on their Animal Magnetism album.
Wow.
And I kind of wrestled with myself on the ground. It was weird looking. And then I finally won and pinned myself and decided that I was going with Maynard. Because I thought maybe we were going to have Carl on the show again today.
King Crimson,
but didn't work out.
Often overlooked band, right?
Yeah. Besides cool people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you got that Greg Lake
from Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. His,
and Robert
band before ELP,
Robert Fripp,
mm-hmm.
also
yep.
from King Crimson.
Yep.
I think Brian Eno
he went big into solo, right?
And I think Brian Eno had something to do with King Crimson as well, right?
I do believe it makes sense.
Bill. Yeah.
They're around 69, right? It was when they were starting to play around and stuff.
I think
they were
so,
very,
yeah. Very influential early on as far as what they were doing.
Yeah, as for prog rock kind of
definitely.
Stuff.
And this is a weird newish version with King Crimson, but it's like it's jammed up. So
jammed it up.
So yeah, welcome to your Monday. Hope you guys had a good weekend. He's popping a fresh one right there. Not even
crack.
Dr. Pepper. But in case we forgot, my name is Terry Guile. I'm the white guy of the TagCast podcast.
I'm Gatch, the Indian.
Yeah, he's kind of brownish red. Red is brown.
Yeah, I am.
When he gets embarrassed, he turns red man. Did you ever used to chew red man snooze when you were a kid?
That was the last chew I ever had was red man.
That was enough for you, huh?
It was.
Did it make you sick?
Yeah, well, it was intermingling with all the fry sauce in my mouth that I had just ate with a ton of fries.
You ate fry sauce with Red Man?
And then I immediately threw in a Red Man right after my meal before the, like, fry sauce had left my mouth, really. And
you should try Red Man with
time.
Red Bull.
Wow.
That's good.
You know, because you could, the old Copenhagen trick is you put a little whiskey in your Copenhagen to keep it moist and fresh.
Yeah.
So you could put a little bit of Red Bull into your Red Man, but I think it'd just make it sticky with all the sugar.
Yeah, but it'd be sweet.
It tastes better than regular.
Yeah.
But that some of that tobacco, like beech nut and red man, it had like a little bit of a something flavor on it or something. I always just stuck to the Big League Chew.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm. The Big League Chew, yeah.
It was like jerky shredded stuff. Bubble gum.
Yeah.
Oh, jerky stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting version, a 21st century schizoid man.
Yeah, that's what
signifying the 21st episode of season 2.
And now
two.
It is the 21st century.
Yes.
Welcome to it. It doesn't seem that long ago, does
2000.
It? I saw something the other day that said, I'm one of those people, and I am one of those people, that thinks that 1990 was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it was 22.
I know.
22 years ago.
There's people that aren't even 22 years old.
Where?
I haven't met any of them. I'm just rumors.
My daughter's not even 22 yet. Almost.
See?
Coming up.
See?
Shit. 9 days till my daughter's birthday. She's going to be 22.
Wow.
9 days from Monday today.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't listen to the show, Alicia, but love you, honey. Glad you're almost 22. Makes me feel
Speaking
great.
Speaking of which, I have this new game.
She's not a witch. She's a nice girl.
I have a new game.
What's it called?
It's called Andy or Andy.
What is it? I thought it was a triple Andy threat.
No.
Dude, what happened?
Well, Andy Dick doesn't tweet or something.
I thought you were going to say Andy dicked us.
But I'm going to read some tweets, and you have to tell me whether it was Andy Richter or Andy
Williams
Kindler.
What about Andy Williams?
He doesn't tweet anymore.
He doesn't tweet it out.
So I'll just simply read a tweet.
Okay.
And you have to tell me. I'll do five.
Five tweets apiece?
No,
or just
five
tweets.
Tweets
of all the same person?
No, just you have to tell me individually.
Oh, okay. Whether it's Andy or Andy.
Uh huh.
Okay.
In the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon, the guy getting out of jail was convicted of writing terrible songs. Kindler or Richter?
I'd say that's dumb enough to be Andy Richter.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Andy Kindler.
Really? I always thought that Andy Kindler was funnier than that. Sorry, Andy.
When I put Carnegie Hall into Apple Maps, it gives me directions to practice.
What? That's the tweet?
Yep. Practice in quotations. When I put Carnegie Hall into Apple Maps, it gives me directions to, quote, practice.
I'm going to say Richter.
I'm sorry, that was Kindler again.
Damn, I suck at this game.
All right. Most young people don't know it, but 60 to 70% of all relationship problems can be solved by first putting a towel down.
Well, just because of the odds, I'm going to say Richter.
You are correct.
All right. Finally got one just because
there
of bad odds. So that's three?
Yeah.
So I have to get the next two right to save myself.
Yep, yep.
To get the best three out of five.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, I inadvertently stole a joke from Sarah K. Silverman. Now licking my own butt as penance. It's awesome.
I'm going to say Kindler.
Incorrect. It is Richter.
Dude, you're fucking me.
All right.
Okay. Last one. I can't even save myself, but whatever.
I was watching The Dark Crystal with my kids, and they both left the room. Then I was a 45-year-old man watching The Dark Crystal alone.
45. Kindler.
Richter.
God, I suck. And this has been the first installment of
Andy or Andy. A third one would be more, it would add the excitement. I need to find a third one.
What about Andy Williams?
Yeah, I could find other Andys. I just need to plug him in.
But did he used to tweet Andy Williams?
I doubt it.
What about Andy Bradron?
Moon River.
Andy Bradron?
He doesn't tweet anymore, does he? I'll find someone.
And Andy. That's my soundbite.
Find Handy Andy.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's got to be somebody, right?
Well, you got Andy Bradwin. You got Andy Andrus, both local comedians.
Mm-hmm. What if I compare their tweets?
Andy Gibb.
Mm-hmm. Andy Gibb.
He was dead before there was even Twitter.
Oh. What about Andy McAnderson?
How about Andrew Dulst?
Yeah.
He's a comedian. He'll be doing a show with me. Is. I don't know how you say it. Dulst.
Dulst.
Hey, did you hear about Bieber? Bieber fever. He puked on stage.
What?
Yep.
Why would he do that?
He was sick.
Did he have a tampon vodka up his butt?
I think he did. That was the story. Here I'm reading directly off of Google. It says that Justin Bieber was reported of stuffing 4 maxi tampons up his butt filled with 5 shots of Grey Goose whiskey. Now, that's ironic that he goosed himself with a tampon.
Yeah, that is weird because I heard a story that each one had different kind of alcohol. He was doing a tampon Long Island.
Cocktail.
Long Island
tampon. It was
tampon.
A tampon cocktail. Because, you know, it's got a little string on it hanging out. Cocktail. Holy
so he
shit.
Puked on stage. Why? What happened? Was he sick? What?
I guess he was just had a bit of the flu and was trying to
tough it out,
soldier through the set. And I thought that maybe the older lady maybe flashed her breasts at him or something. Or maybe he finally heard his own music.
Maybe.
That's what I think happened. He had an earpiece and they actually turned it up accidentally.
Did you know?
Usually he uses earplugs to block out the sound.
I'd imagine. Or
I
like
would.
Jabbing his pencil into his ears.
Ow.
You know that Meat Loaf lost his ability to sing for a while?
No.
That's why he quit releasing stuff and then came back with Bad Out of Hell 3.
How exactly do you lose your ability to sing?
He couldn't sing.
But
he could not hold a note.
But why? Did they have a reason?
No.
What?
No.
No reason?
Not that I know of.
Maybe he let his meatloaf.
He must have let his meatloaf.
I've heard you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Nervous breakdown, I guess. I don't know. You hear about, like, comedians just losing their nerve, right? Like,
yeah.
They just can't go on stage anymore. It's just too...
I would do anything to be able to sing again.
But I won't
do crack.
No, that was when he came back. That was when he got his voice back.
Right. And because, you can tell, boy, did he get it back with a vengeance, because that was some good shit right there.
Like a Bat Out of Hell, he got his songs back.
Bat Out of Hell 3,
mm-hmm.
as previously listened
what
to by
What would be your favorite Meatloaf song?
Probably 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
That ain't bad. So you going to give me 2 or what?
Dashboard Light. Paradise by the Dashboard. 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
That's like a 12-minute song, isn't it?
I want to know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Yeah, it's about...
I always thought when he did that part, I always end up thinking it's Janis Joplin.
Well, it's a chick singing with him. Carla Bonoff. Carla Bonoff.
You Bonoff her. You brought her. Hey-o!
Wow.
What's that mean?
Bonoff. 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 So what'd you do over the weekend? You don't know?
Nothing. What did I do? I don't think I did anything.
You didn't come to my show at Independence, you fucker.
Damn it.
That was funny.
But
we laughed.
You told me that you watched Simple Man, though. No, you told me that you watched Simple Plan. No, you told me...
Blood Simple.
Have you seen that plan? Simple Plan?
Yeah, with Billy Bob. Yeah, and Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Oh, what else did I do? Oh yeah, yesterday I won the Patton Oswalt tickets.
Really?
Yeah, at the comedy contest.
Wow, that's awesome, dude.
And
I'd love to go and see Patton. Patton's pretty funny.
Well, I got 2 tickets. You went to Paradise.
Not
pick your bags and leave tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So you want to go to the show?
You want to go to the show?
I don't think my wife's going to go with me.
Yeah.
I thought
Patton
it was rigged.
Oswald would be awesome.
Jesse Priest, like, egged the crowd on to laugh at me more than anybody.
That's cool.
And I'm making this up because that hasn't even happened yet. Because we pre-record this shit.
Yeah.
But I've heard from my parents and my wife that what you speak about, you bring about. So if I say I won the tickets... I won the fucking tickets.
There you go. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm the funniest. I'm the funniest person at Duffy's last night.
So,
can't believe it.
You said that you watched Blood Simple.
Yeah. I like that fucking private detective dude with the yellow suit. He's so sweet.
The guy that was on Cheers.
Was he?
Yeah. He played Carla's husband for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. But he did. Yeah. Yeah. I guess now that you mention it, he did.
Yeah.
But he just
come on, Carla. He was the one that had the eyes where he just could
he was
look at her and she would
like a beady little.
Oh, he was a dancer too, and he would always bring that blonde floozy, that tall blonde floozy into the bar. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When they had that.
I didn't watch
a
lot of Cheers, but I do know what you're talking about. But now that I didn't even put that together as I was watching the movie, but
Daniel Hayden or something like that, right?
Hayden Flyg and Billig and Alk.
So yeah, last week we talked about two Coen Brothers movies, didn't we? We talked about
Up Against Each Other, kind of.
Which ones did we talk about?
We talked about a couple of them. Was it Raising Arizona?
Yeah, Raising Arizona versus
Burn After Reading.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have such a good memory.
We both decided you have a better memory, that's for sure. And then so we both
such a good one.
So we both decided that Burn After Reading was our pick, right? And the readers or the listeners had their pick.
Yeah. What was it?
I don't know. I did. Because
nobody listens.
I did start a new quiz. I can't remember. Bacon is better than things. And it's a scored quiz.
Bacon?
And only two people have gotten 100% on it.
What's the quiz?
Well, is bacon better?
Than what?
There's 10 different questions. Is bacon better than love? Is bacon better than... I can't remember the other nine.
So these are they have to match your answers?
No, there is a correct answer.
I know, but who made the correct answers?
They just are. They just are correct.
According to who?
They
Garp?
Just are. According to them. Who's, you always hear about they and them.
Who is they?
They said so.
The guy. It's like the guy. The guy's coming over today. What guy? The guy from the cable company.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Bacon better than cable.
Bacon. Bacon.
All right.
Bacon.
So, yeah, this week we got No Country for Old Men.
Love it.
Versus The Man Who Wasn't There.
Now, I love both of those movies. They're probably in my top five of Coen Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And totally different, though.
They are. They are. But they both have man or men in them.
They do.
In the title.
One is filmed in black and white. One is filmed in color.
Mm-hmm. And they're both very twisted movies.
Yes.
Deep within a character.
It's been a while since I've seen it. Was it set in like the 50s?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
thought.
Yeah,
he was a barber.
Yeah, he's a barber.
Very quiet. Very, very observing of what's going on, which is both of those movies. You know, he's more of an observer rather than someone who speaks out.
Right.
But probably not the same morality, I guess.
No.
I don't know, man. You know, the No Country for Old Men won an award.
The other one didn't?
No, I don't think, no. Well, it won the big movie of the year award, No Country for Old Men, right?
Well, I mean the other one.
Yeah, The Man Who Wasn't There didn't win.
Because it was kind of more undergroundish.
Yeah, it was an underground
indie
movie.
Seemed more indie than the others, but.
But man, I really liked that movie.
I think I.
And it had Scarlett Johansson in it.
Yeah, Johansson.
And the guy from The Sopranos.
The main dude?
Yeah.
What's his name?
John Paul Jones.
No, that's the guy from Zeppelin.
Oh, and...
Jimmy Page.
Uh-huh.
Or no, Robert Plant. No, fucking... What was that guy's name? John Bonham. No, the guy from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah. And so, and then there was that one guy that's in a lot of Coen Brothers movies, that little short, bald guy. When he makes that pass at Billy Bob Thornton in the hotel when Billy wants to invest in his business or his dry cleaning.
Yeah.
And he's like pulling on his tie. Are you hitting on me? Maybe. He said it was funny. But, man, oh, that's such... I'm going to have to go with The Man Who Wasn't There.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I watched it a couple times when it first came out, and then once more a few years later, but I haven't watched it for probably 4 years, so I need to rewatch it. But if without rewatching both of them, I would choose the other one. No Country for Old Men. Like I said on the episode last week, I was just like fully vested in the characters, and I just like was so mad that he went back and brought that thirsty Mexican some water.
Well,
and the tracking device, and just the whole story, and then.
You know the flow of the movie, though, right? Like, the flow of the movie starts off ultra-violent, right?
Yeah.
And then as the movie progresses, it gets less and less violent.
Yeah.
That's why at the end, they don't really, like, zoom all the way in when that they finally get that guy.
Right.
You know, because you're zooming in, you're like, oh, man, I want to see that, you know, the bloody mess. And then they never really get there.
Right.
You know, it is, and then maybe that's, like, the last place of, you know... No violence going to the other side where he's, you know, gentle and kind or whatnot.
Right, right. And even though the movie was over 2 hours, it was about 2 hours and 20 minutes, I was surprised. I kept waiting for it to be over.
Uh-huh.
But then when it was over, I was like, that's the end? What?
Tommy Lee Jones!
Yeah, he's getting old, man.
So we're split on that one.
Yeah. I think we agreed on last week's.
Mm-hmm, we did. So we're going to look for our listeners can break the tie.
I'll leg wrestle you for it.
Go to our website, click on the link.
Isn't that called Indian wrestling?
It is. When you leg wrestle?
Yeah. Now, why is that?
I don't know.
You should know.
Well, Greco-Roman was already taken. That's upper body wrestling.
Greco-Roman?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. That's only upper body. You can't use your legs in Greco-Roman wrestling.
Huh. Weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why they call it Greco-Roman.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, but you always see the guys with the huge fucking arms.
I never even heard that term, Greco-Roman.
Yeah, Jimmy Greco-Roman, or what was that guy's name?
Jimmy Greco.
Yeah.
From 21 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 21 episode.
Man,
Johnny Depp Street.
Johnny Depp.
And who was in that, the new version? Wasn't it
Richard
that
Greco.
Fat kid from, oh yeah, you're right.
Seth.
Rogan's little prodigy. you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonas.
What do you think of, what do you think of that new movie from that one guy coming out?
I think it's excellent.
Right on.
It's the best movie I've ever seen.
I got nothing.
Which movie are you talking about?
That one movie.
Who's in it? That one guy? In the new movie from Will Smith.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about now.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you seen King of the Queens has got a new movie coming out?
What the fuck are you talking about? King of Queens has a movie coming out?
Yeah, the King of Queens.
This is bullshit.
You know who the King of Queens is, right?
Kevin James?
Yeah, he's got a new movie out coming out.
Well, I don't doubt that, but...
he is the King of Queens, is he not?
I don't know. He's a king of the UPS drivers.
IPS.
Whatever. It's a ripoff.
A little bit too much.
I think you're telling me I don't like that show.
It's the only thing on, dude, after midnight when the best channel you get is TV Land.
Dude. Three's Company's on at 1 a.m. on TV Land.
What?
Don't tell me Barry the Goat. Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Goats and coats, man.
What?
Goats and coats. Owls and... What would owls wear? What is that? Is that a donkey?
You tell me.
Is that a donkey?
No, you tell me.
Is that a jackass?
Nope.
An ass?
It's lives in the ocean. That's a sea lion. I think he was a little sick.
Oh, man.
But I think that he was a little sick.
Is there a lion for every letter of the alphabet? You got
a lion.
You got B lion.
What are you talking about?
You got C lion. You got...
There's no B lion.
What?
I've made a B lion for something.
Yeah, B lion.
What's A lion?
A lion.
What's D lion?
D lion.
That's what the Jamaican people call it.
Yep. And then you got feline.
Oh, that's feline.
Geline.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick. Okay, so that's. all right. Okay, that doesn't. It says there's only B lion and feline. Lion king.
Uh huh.
Cross the line, electricity line. So did you ever figure out what movie you were asking about?
Yeah, that Kevin James movie.
You didn't tell me what the movie was. It must be Monday. Hey, I'd like to know how many people got drunk over the weekend. Who went out and drank one, tied one on, and maybe tried riding your... I've told this story before, and I know you never have. Has any of our listeners ever got a DUI on a bicycle?
I have not.
Hopefully, this guy from
Wesley.
Portland... What's his name?
Wesley.
No, Donald Munoz, 32.
Donald.
He rode his bicycle. This is in Gresham, in Oregon here. He rode his bicycle through a red light at 1:30 in the morning and struck the front of a Gresham deputy's patrol car. And then he got a DUI because he had Mike's Hard Lemonade in his bike little his little bottle that goes
on
your bike.
He had an open container.
Well, yeah, but it didn't say Mike's Hard Lemonade. It just said sports or something. It's a sports drink. So, yeah, don't ride your bike when you're drunk because you can get a DUI, and it's just about as bad as getting a DUI in a car. Just ask me. I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the movie called?
He is no longer the King of Queens. He just bought an $18.5 million house in Florida across the street from the ocean.
That's a long movie title.
No, the movie is called Here Comes the Boom.
Oh, I've heard of that movie, but I didn't know he was in it. Actually, our good friend Boomer posted a thing because he's Boomer and he likes to boom, and here comes the boom.
He plays a dedicated biology teacher who becomes a mixed martial arts fighter as a way to raise money to save his school's music program.
That sounds fucking stupid.
His character gets pummeled, kicked, choked, walloped, and body slammed. To prepare for the role, he endured twice or even three times a day working out in MMA drills.
I thought I was going to say it required him to be kicked in the nuts 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah, he threw out his back before the interview, too. Henry Winkler is in there. He's a lovable music teacher. And
you know what I was wondering? That movie sounds really
Selma
stupid.
Hayek. Well, it's every Adam Sandler movie, isn't it?
I guess.
Oh, we got to raise money to save Grandma's house.
Yeah.
So we got to put on some sort of fundraiser.
And it's got
wacky
Henry...
character doing something he's not shouldn't probably do.
Yeah. At least it has Henry Winkler in it, and I friended him on Facebook the other day, and he liked one of my posts, and he said, "Hey!"
Did he?
We were talking after Friday's episode, we talked with Carl a bit after the episode before he took off, and we were just talking about how him and Dano from the Athearchist were talking about how if people did that in real life, if they liked you. And they just come up and go, "Hey," and they just stick your thumb right in their face. And then we got talking about Arthur Fonzarelli, Arthur Honzarelli. Hey!
Hey-yo!
Hey! I guess our neighbor's not going to come over for the bonus spot, huh?
No.
Oh, wait, the door just opened.
Hey, did we call, we haven't asked where Jared is.
We didn't call him on the last two episodes. I don't think we called him all last week.
Nope, we didn't.
Maybe on Monday. But, you know, sometimes you guys are having a shitty Monday. You guys having a shitty Monday? You need a smile on your face?
Yep.
Listen to this. Gotcha! You've been Rickrolled.
How do you?
I wish it was longer. That's what she said! I think I have a longer one. That's what he said, she said. So, yeah, I'll have to get my phone out here. I'll try. We were going to call Jared.
Oh, yeah.
But I just tried to lighten the mood a little bit because... I don't know. He might not have anything fun to say.
What should we ask him? Let's ask him something.
Let's think of a good question.
Who's he like in American Idol? And then play that.
I wonder if he'd be able to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
This one's longer.
Yeah, you'd hear it because you'd put the thing to it.
Right up here? Like this. We should just play that.
Bob and Tom over it.
Oh, it's still going. All right. This is the longest version ever. This could just be the new fucking whole episode.
That is the full extended cut.
I'd like to give a shout out to Yakety Sax.
That's the name of the song, is Yakety Sax.
That's even better, isn't it? Yakety sax. Don't talk back. That might be Boots Randolph, for all I know. Do you know who that is?
Boots Randolph? He was a reindeer.
That was Rudolph. That's Boodolph.
Boots Rudolph?
That was Boots Randolph's illegitimate dear brother.
Dear brother.
Ah! See, that music right there will bring out the funny. It'll bring out the funny in anybody.
We should just play that at the beginning of every podcast.
Yeah, we get the funny going. I can't even remember Jared's number because I'm laughing so hard right now.
If you don't want to call Jared Johnson, you could always call Jairus Johnson.
Hey, I just got a message from Pat Wambacher. At first I thought it said fuck ya, but it's fuck yeah. But he doesn't spell yeah right. Uh-huh. Late last night, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man, bro. He asked me, dude, random trivia, who sang that song, Cats Are Neat, Meow, 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 Meow? You don't know it? It's a punk band. It's the AMQA, which stands for the Apple Maggot Quarantine Area.
Nice.
You know where that is up by Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a band called that.
Nice.
And I said, Apple Maggot Quarantine Area, a.k.a. AMQA, Blast from the Past, bro. 12 hours later, fuck ya, bro, loving them neat cats. Thanks, Wambacher. cats are neat, meow, 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 meow. So go check out the Apple Maggot Quarantine Area. They're
Apple
cool.
Maggot Quarantine Area.
Punk band from the 80s. And I doubt if they got any farther than that. Okay, we've been doing a thing on the show where not every episode, because we don't want to wear it out, because he actually answers his phone sometime. Did you come up with a question for Jared yet? Or we're just going to play...
Oh. Yeah, you're going to ask... you're going to ask... Who do you like on American Idol to win? Who do you like to win the American Idol?
Or it's X Factor right now, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then when he goes, then play that and see if he laughs.
Okay. All right. You guys heard it here first on the TagCast podcast. We're calling Jared Johnson. We're going to see if he'll answer his phone tonight. This is Monday, so he might be tired after working all day.
I hope he answers. I can't wait.
I got this fucking shit set up. If he doesn't, I'm just playing it on his answering service. They go, that's weird.
Hey, I wanted to tell you.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hi, this is Jared.
Damn.
Leave a message and I'll call you back.
All right, here we go. Hey, Jared, it's Terry and Gatch at the TagCast podcast. We just wanted to tell you something real quick. And we can talk during this. I'm going to let it play for a long time here.
And then
we're going to check back. We're going to listen to the message. Hopefully we'll be able to listen. It'll take up like 5 minutes. He'll probably laugh. Now watch this.
Yakety sack.
This is going to be even funnier when we play it back, so I hope you guys enjoy it. The reason it sounds so weird is because I'm playing it into my phone, and he can't hear me speaking, I don't think, so... It never quits. I see Benny Hill running around past an old man, and he's like hitting him on the head. And then a lady comes out the window, takes her bra off. And other than that, dude, I was just glad to see you.
Yeah, hope you got all that.
Hope you got all that. Rock on, and I'll see you at practice. Oh, wait, don't hang up yet. Can I push 5 or 1? Going on here? 5 pound?
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Hey, Jared, it's Terry and Gareth at the TechCast podcast. I just want to tell you something real quick.
That sounds horrible.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
you're actually talking or something. You're like, what's he say? Practice what?
That's what you get for not listening to the podcast, bro. Man, that scared me. Oh, what's that? Today's episode is brought to you in THX Dolby Sound. That's the hardest I've laughed while podcasting in quite some time. Thank you for that, Jared, you fag.
My Cats and Santa Hats.com project is taking off.
It sounds like it's blowing up.
Oh, man, I get some crazy reactions when people actually realize that that's a thing I'm doing.
They don't think it's like real at first?
Yeah. Or they don't think. It's both really silly and a little bit genius at the same time.
People love cats.
People do love cats, and Santa hats look silly on things.
They do. And when you superimpose them like that, mm-hmm. in that way, it's just like, it's funny. It's a certain way that you do it. It's just, and then people like cats, and they like Santa hats, and they like cute pictures, and they like to have their cats in books, I'm sure. Everybody likes to have their favorite
Santa
kitty.
Hats.
Yes. Yummy. So what are you going to do? You're going to make, like, how many copies? You don't know?
Of books?
Yeah.
I'll probably pre-order just a handful.
Yeah. Is there a minimum amount that you have to order?
No.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Is it, you know, I mean, you just pay more for shipping if you order, you know, one.
Ah.
You need to pay more for shipping per book.
Is it a massive amount, like?
No. No. It's just, you know, $5 or $6 or whatever.
For
or
shipping?
Like $8 if you want to ship 10.
Oh.
Something like that, you know?
It's not too bad.
And so, yeah, it's economical. And then, yeah, I would like to do a book. I was thinking about doing some gift tags the other day because those are always kind of fun.
Gift tag cast tags?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if people put like on Christmas presents and stuff.
Yeah, to put on, yeah, tags that you said to and from.
Yeah, gift tag casts.
Tag cast, gift tag cast.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but.
Yeah, my friend was saying that he might know somebody who abroad in the UK who might like to sponsor our tag cast.
A lady?
No, it's a guy who
I thought you said abroad.
He's going to do editing. He's an editor.
Cool.
He's an editor. He does like short story editing and stuff like that.
In the UK?
Yeah, and I was like, man, you know what would be a great idea is to like somebody needs to edit band biographies, bios.
Edit them?
Yeah. You know, because, I mean, you know, sometimes bios, you know, it's tough to write a bio about yourself, for one.
Yeah.
You know, and as a band, you know, who knows? Is it worth $20 to take your few hundred words, maybe, like, spruce it up a little bit and throw in, like, you know, some nice superlative words that make it sound all nice.
Like superlative?
Like superlative.
That was a great example.
Yeah, thank you.
That made me go into a dream
state. That was a self-example. Yeah, but I think that's, you know, I mean, some bands may be into that.
Yeah.
$20 isn't a huge cost, and it would make a tremendous difference. I think a good bio or press kit kind of thing is good. One that I remember was Forrest All's Fall. Did you ever see their little thing that was like a... like an FBI document with the blackout.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, I thought that was really...
witty?
It was really cool, and it came across really professional but real fun at the same time.
Right. Yeah, did they put that together themselves, or did they hire someone to do that?
I doubt they hired anybody. They might have come
up
with a, you know, you know, and spruce it up. That's more written than edited, but, you know.
Yeah, did that guy offer that service or something?
No, I was saying that would be a cool a cool service to provide if someone was wanting to go into the editing field and to get some chops under them,
To
throw that out to bands. This coming Friday is
5 days away.
Maiden show.
Big show. Big shoe.
Bah, bah, bah.
It's going to be fun times.
Yeah.
We're going to rock out with some Iron Maiden.
Your tickets early by going over to the Well Hall. $7, save $3. Under 6 to 11, I think is half price at the door.
Really?
And then under 6 is free, I do believe, or under 5.
Well, it's a wonderful,
quote me on that.
Wonderful deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's a new thing they're doing, but they threw that on there and that was great. You know,
sweet.
I think that Something like that is very nice.
Very nice. Like,
you know, you don't want to go with an armful of little kids wanting to take them to some nice music and have to pay $70 just to get them all in, you know? That's
tough. It is tough. And sometimes you want to bring the kids to the show because it's all ages, and that way you don't have to pay for a babysitter. You just go to the show and bring them, but you don't want to pay $10 a piece.
Yeah.
Because if they're younger, they get in at half price.
Or free.
Or free.
You know? That's cool.
Yeah, awesome. That's the only good thing about the Wow Hall.
The all ages?
Yeah. It's not the only good thing. They got a good sound system. It's a good place for shows, but there's also a lot of politics involved. We won't go there. Where we
it's
will go.
It's a tough place. I'm sure they get a lot of requests.
Oh, they probably get hundreds of emails every day.
Yeah. Man, I wish I could get Mudhoney down here. People need to go to the Facebook page if they want Mudhoney to come down to Eugene or wherever you are.
Yeah.
You want to see Mudhoney. They tour over in Europe and stuff.
And they bring, a great band. They bring it.
They do.
Just watch the movie Black Sheep.
Yeah, they were in that.
Yeah, they rocked the vote.
Yeah.
So I guess now's as good a time to any to get to Hans's CD player. Check out this.
Hello?
What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out today. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out right now. He's listening to The Misfits.
I like that.
Walk Among Us. That's my new intro.
Was that a bit of the song?
No. I actually spent the last 18 hours of my free time assembling that song.
That was sweet, dude.
That was pre-recorded. It wasn't live, by the way. That was pre-recorded. But yeah, he's listening to some old school Danzig.
Right on.
Glenn Danzig and The Misfits. And then that always brings us right to before Gatch's junk drawer.
Well, wait. That was before he did Mother, right?
Yes.
So that was back when he was singing.
Father.
No. Single lady. Going out on dates. Not quite married yet.
Hope you're yours on birth control. Oh, I'm going to kill a dead chicken in a black and white video.
Later, I'm going to date your daughter.
Mother. Sorry, Hans.
What if he was singing that song to Mother, and but it was before the baby was born?
Before he was born?
No, before the baby was born.
What baby?
So he's saying, I thought it was Mother, don't let your kids hang out, don't let your daughter out tonight because I'm going to come and rape her. I thought that's what the song was.
All I know is I saw the video and they had a chicken and he stabbed it and there's blood on
a young girl. I thought it was Mother, something.
I want to kill you.
Yeah. Daughter out tonight.
I believe what I am. Bubbles, no, I don't understand the world. Yeah, Mother.
We're going way too deep into this song.
Yeah, let's move over to Terry's turntable then. I've been listening to a Nirvana. That's funny. It says Nirvava. I wrote Nirvava. I have a bootleg album called Rejects. And it looks like it's on Sub Pop, but it's not. And it looks just like the Bleach album, but it's like Sum Pop or something weird.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's got a lot of great B-sides on there, like Oh the Guilt. It has the Lou Reed cover, Here She Comes Now.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Moist Vagina, Spank Through, Endless Nameless, a couple others. The sound quality is kind of poor. Like whoever did the bootleg didn't really care about... the sound quality, which is typical, but it's got some great songs in a vinyl aspect that I didn't have. I only had like on weird CDs that were bootlegged as well. So what's in your junk drawer?
Well, before I want to ask if you had a spare leg, would you put a boot on it? You know, for when you want to wear a boot and then that'll be your bootleg.
I got a bootleg in my closet.
Nice.
There one boot go. And one there leg. I'm beating the boots.
In my junk drawer is a couple dead flies.
Ooh. Yeah. Are they on flypaper?
No, they're just in there. They kind
of
just...
Did they die of natural old age?
Yeah, they died just being in the drawer.
You know, three days is old age.
It is.
If a fly lives 3 days, he's old.
He's got white whiskers.
White little whiskers. Mm-hmm. Like a million of them. You can't even see them with the naked eye.
Yeah. And he has a cane.
I think he has like 6 canes.
And did you know that there is no female flies are orange?
And no male flies have green eyes.
Wow.
That's a lie.
They all have a million. A pile of shit has a million eyes.
Did you know the fly throws up every 5 seconds or something. So, like, if it lands on you, it's like, it's puking on you. So
that's
why you always want to move your hand real quickly to feel a fly.
Yeah.
And then if you watch him long enough, he'll, like, stick his tongue out and lick you.
That's
gross.
I hate flies, man.
I hate flies.
What's worse, flies or bees?
Bees, because bees sting you.
But flies are nasty.
They're usually more of them, and
they don't land on you. Bees don't generally land on
not
you.
Not unless you, like, say, here, bee, land on me, if you freak out or whatever.
But you do kind of, like, you want to get away from a bee more than you want to get away from a fly. But a fly will bother you more if you let it.
If you let it. Yeah, so we got so carried away talking with Carl, had a good time on Friday, and
that
was
looking
forward to the next Friday where we'll be sharing the stage with Carl, I will anyway, and with Sick Man and Iron Maiden, and we got so carried away on Friday, we skipped celebrity birthdays, and we're not even going to reiterate because it was just a bunch of retards, I can't remember, but remember last week we were talking on Wednesday was Al Sharpton's birthday, remember?
Yeah.
Well, guess whose birthday is today?
Jesse Jackson.
Fuck, how'd you know?
Oh, because they go one hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. They go 1 week later. I think they're the same age, but it's like a week different.
Wow.
And here we continue on with our Saturday Night Live alumni birthdays.
Maybe they are brothers from another mother.
Chevy Chase.
Wow.
Born today in 1943.
You know who it's Chevy
He's
Chase.
He's 69, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Recreation.
Wow.
He's still
on
that show?
He's had a long-standing rivalry, Chevy Chase, with Ford Fairlane.
I know. They hate each other.
Yeah. Calvin pisses on him.
He challenged him to a foot race.
Wow.
Chevy won. Also, a dead guy, wish he was still around, Johnny Ramone.
Yeah.
Johnny. It was Joey that died.
Joey
and Dee Dee. Okay, Johnny, happy birthday, buddy. You're not dead
were
yet.
Were they a three-piece?
1940. Yeah, they're a four-piece for a while. It might have been
what was the other one?
Joey, Dee Dee, Johnny, and remember the shirt?
Lugnut.
Johnny, Dee Dee, Joey, and...
Ramon.
Filthy.
Filthy?
I don't know. I can't remember. Sorry, I'm sucking
on... Hey, send us a letter.
I know Danny Secretion knows, Bobby's friend, and Bobby knows too.
Yeah.
Who was the fourth Ramon? You got Joey, you got Johnny, you got Dee Dee. Marky. Just came to me. Marky.
Nice.
Marky Mark.
And then I was over. Oh, you got more?
Two more. Three more.
I don't want to interrupt.
Sigourney Weaver.
Hotter with hair or bald?
Bald with alien in her stomach.
Nice.
Matt Damon.
Hotter, bald, or with hair?
Idiot, either way. And speaking of with hair or without, DJ Q-Ball. Who's that? I don't know, but it's his birthday today.
Who's DJ Q-Ball?
I don't know, but...
Is it someone we know?
Someone that was Wikipedia thought he was famous enough. I think he worked with some rappers or something.
All right.
And then our friend Gary Hutchings. It's his birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Go fix some computers.
So I was at Pizza Now the other day.
When?
The other day.
Now?
Mm-hmm. Later. The other day from now.
Pizza later.
Yeah. And they had to wait a few minutes to get some pizza out, and so we drove up next to some other cars waiting, right?
Right.
And there was this lady singing some pizza.
She was singing?
She was singing in the car next to us, and I didn't know if she was, like, you know, just being all silly or goofy or whatever.
Right. She was singing in the car?
Yeah, in the passenger seat with the window down, and we were just parked next to her.
Okay.
We were doing our own thing, but... And then the pizza guy comes out, you know, and delivers the pizza. And as the pizza guy's walking up with their pizza, she's like, oh, there's Pizza Man. Nice Pizza Man. You're a nice Pizza Man. Thank you, Pizza Man. You're a nice Pizza Man. And then looked at her, don't run over the nice Pizza Man. And I thought, wow, that is either somebody really tweaked out or somebody severely mentally handicapped.
Yeah. Could you make the determination of which it was?
I couldn't because I didn't really, like, look around to, like, get a good view at her or, like, because I figured she was might be putting on a show. I didn't want to give the attention, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
Weird.
It was weird, but it was funny. You know, it seems like something I'd do if I was feeling goofy.
Come on, Pizza Man. Maybe she had someone in her earpiece telling her what she had to say.
Oh, like in Practical Jokers?
Yeah, who knows?
Been watching any more of that?
I haven't. My wife accidentally deleted everything out of our DVR.
Uh-oh.
But I already watched all the ones. So I've seen about 18 episodes or something like that.
What?
There's two seasons.
18 episodes you've watched of that?
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus.
I marathoned that. I marathoned that shit.
Yeah, well, you can with a DVR, though.
I've been watching that in the South Park, and we were talking about that South Park episode about drinking Butter's cum, which was hilarious. But
Then
we were just talking about missing the birthdays on Friday. Well, here's one birthday I'm going to go back to, because I want to know if you ever heard of this guy. His name is South Park Mexican. Never heard of him?
No.
He's famous enough that he has a Wikipedia page, and it told me that it was birthday was the other day on Friday. He's a rapper. He's founder of Dope House Records, and he's from the South Park neighborhood in Houston, Texas.
Oh, so it doesn't really have anything to do with South Park.
No, it doesn't, which
is
weird.
His name is just South Park.
Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird fucking name.
Hmm. I thought it was a character on there, like Token.
Yeah, South Park Mexican. Mm-hmm. They should have a rapper on there called South Park Mexican.
They should.
Well, I guess they couldn't because of...
Well,
already.
South Park Mexi-Fry.
South Park Mexi-Fry?
Yeah.
His real name is Carlos Coy.
That's Coy.
Carlos Coy. It's kind of like Cone Carl. What was you saying? Carl Cone? What were you saying about cones?
Clay Cone.
Clay Cone. Clay Aiken Cone.
You never heard of that? No, or like they had... They could record, it was on clay or something where they'd spin it and it would take in and record sounds like around a vase. It would like...
Kind of like a record?
Yeah, make the little indentations, but then they'd play it later and it'd be like a very early recording stuff. But I think they were doing it in Egypt back in the day when shit was over there and they're...
I'm going to have to look that up because I...
flushing toilets.
If I did hear about that, I must have forgot.
Look up earliest recordings.
I'm not going to do it right now, but I will at some point. Earliest recordings ever. So we're hoping you guys had a good Monday.
TVs were like huge, big old consoles.
With the back were all fat.
Yeah.
I was looking at TVs in Walmart the other day, and they're getting pretty cheap.
They are, man.
You can get like a 32-inch flat screen for like $250.
Yeah. And you could get one of those for your monitor for your computer, right? You could plug your monitor right in there.
Dude, yeah. My mom just got a 27-inch monitor on her computer at Costco with a tower because her all-in-one thing went. And fuck, that's like it's ridiculous-sized monitor. But she does a lot of graphics. She makes like tags for people with sparkly stuff with people's names on it and stuff. But
like gift tags?
I guess, but they just call them tags. I don't know what
that's
they are.
Awesome.
They're like little stationary heads that have your name on it with sparklies on it.
Yeah, graphic design, letterheads and stuff.
But they call them tags. She makes tags for people.
That's cool.
They request her to make them, and she does this artistic thing, and then they don't pay her, and she just does it to pass her time. But 27-inch screen monitor.
Always take donations.
Pretty nice. Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Well, imagine a 42-inch monitor.
Well, I was watching that show where it's kind of like Kitchen Nightmares where Ramsay comes in and tells you what to do with your business, but this was for like a tattoo place or something. It was for other businesses and for bars, and they came into this tattoo place, and it was like, this is what you have to do. Yeah, and so they hooked up a computer, and they made the back storage room into a customer consultation area. They had a TV, 46-inch TV mounted on the floor, hooked up to the computer to where they could bring up any images from the computer for a consultation, and a nice couch and everything. And I just thought that's awesome. I mean, I could use my TV. You could use yours for it. It's got a computer hookup for the 15-pin thing or whatever.
Yeah, it'd probably burn my graphics card and power supply out of my computer, though.
Why?
I don't think my graphics card would really handle something that big. I don't know.
I don't even know anything about that. That's weird that you'd say that because I always wondered if it made a difference.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my graphics card went bad. You know, the fan went out, so it doesn't have the power that it used to.
Oh.
And the consequence of that is I cannot run two monitors, and if I run at a high resolution, my monitor will shut off. So I figure it probably has something connected with, you know, it sucks up a lot of power out of your graphics card. But it'll overheat the computer and then shut down.
Fucking technology.
Motherfucker!
But I got one of those all-in-the-box computers, and the power supplies they put in those are never up to par for what they need to be to really run what they put in there.
My parents have been having problems with those. They get the all-in-one with the flat screen, and then like after about 6 months, they'll turn it on one day and it'll say, operating system cannot be found.
Won't
do anything. And they sent it to Phil, and he saved all their stuff and then cleared it off. And now they needed him to do it again, I guess, because And it's just crazy.
Is it HP or what are they buying?
I think they're HP.
Hmm. Yeah, I've had pretty decent luck with my HPs, but, you know, I don't think I'll probably go in the box again because I can still use the monitor I have and the sound card and video card. So
you've had pretty good luck with HPs.
Yeah, I've only had a couple.
What about PP?
PP, yeah.
Had good luck with your PP?
PP, yeah. Yeah.
Pujamo
no,
people?
No memory loss. And then there's, I think I'd just go and have somebody build one for me next time.
Yeah.
Probably easier.
For sure. Well, shit, I wanted to remind people once again, even though we won't have plugs today because it's Monday, so check this out. Go down to the Wow Hall on Friday and watch
it's
Iron Maiden.
It's Friday,
Maiden
man. That's
going to
be
fun.
Badass.
Alice in Chains tribute band is going to be about 45 minutes to an hour. I'm sure Maiden Northwest will play at least an hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to do about a 25-minute to 30-minute opening set featuring some songs from like Ozzy and Caius and Slayer, DRI, some Tenacious D. And I'll have a special guest sharing the stage with me. So come on out and check it out. It's going to be a good time.
Hey, get there early and you won't be there late.
Yeah, and if you get there late, you won't see me, and maybe that'll make your night better. But you should check it out because there's going to be some kind of unorthodox versions of like heavy metal songs.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot
solo
of fun.
Acoustic.
Get your tickets in advance down at the Wow Hall or wherever Wow Hall tickets are sold.
CD World, House of Records, all those places.
Or get a hold of one of the bands playing.
Yeah. Or get a hold of Dustin.
Yeah.
That's Dust Gatch, by the way.
Bam!
I'm Terry Guile, and you have been listening to Monday's episode of the Tagcast Podcast. That's Thank right. you, guys. Tune in on Wednesday. We'll get some humping done. Who do we got this week? Will Woodruff.
Will Woodruff.
So, yeah, join us Friday. I believe Will Woodruff.
He needs to open up a grocery store because Woodruff's Groceries.
Why?
Woodruff's Grocery.
Why?
That just sounds like it's got a nice ring to it. Woodruff's Grocery.
Will you do that for us, please?
Or maybe Will's Woolery's.
Chuck Woolery's Woodruff Woolery.
Woodruff and Woolery coming to you soon.
Woodruff's Veterinarian Service.
Yeah, they should do a game show together, Woodruff and Woolery.
Does your dog have
they
wood?
They would. That would be a good production company. Woodruff and Woolery.
That would.
Woolery.
Ruff!
Wood Woolery.
Hey, you guys have a good Monday. Thanks for listening.
Y'all.
Peace out.
Rock on.
And metal. The Zappa Tag Cast.
For each episode, we discuss a different Frank Zappa album, one at a time.
Find out your favorite facts about all Frank Zappa's releases
at our website, www.zappacast.com.
Of all of my get some sleep. I'll stretch myself out on my empty.
Get your music heard on the Sick Daddy Radio podcast. Go to sickdaddyradio.com to find out how.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker? Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
Got a dirty truck? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash, just 5 miles east of I-5, exit 216.
TagCastPodcast.com.